Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and apricot, do I?
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Vanessa Vasquez. Vanessa is a student in the Masters for Environment and Community at Humboldt State University, and she has a very special project that's food-related that we're going to talk about. But first, I'd like to get a little information about your background, some things that you've done that have been food-related.
I grew up in Paradise, California, which is near Chico, in the foothills over the Sierra Nevadas. I came by my love for food naturally. My mom is an exceptional cook, and my sister's a chef. But it's my father who really introduced me to wild food foraging, which is what my project is about here at HSU. My parents, they gave me a lot of freedom when I was young to roam around Paradise area, which is pretty much as idyllic as it sounds. And in the spring, when it was raining, we'd be digging up wild onions and picking miner's lettuce. And then during the summer, it's really hot and dry there, we go down to the stream and pick blackberries. And I always just really love that activity. Some of my best memories from childhood are going out and gathering food with my family. And then we'd come home, and my mom would show us how to use it, and that was just a really special time. My dad also, he was a police officer, and so when he was on patrol, he would drive around looking for abandoned fruit trees and these old orchards that nobody was picking up the fruit. So then on his days off, he'd take me and my sister out there, and we'd gather up the food. And just, you know, a really resourceful way to feed a family. So that's kind of my introduction to food, but I've studied food systems in the Environment Community program, which is really an excellent interdisciplinary program that looks at how humans interact with our environment. And one of the main themes in that is how we feed ourselves. And agriculture is a very hot topic right now. You know, everybody knows Michael Pollan, who he is. Mm-hmm. And the local food movement is huge. It's really impressive how much it's taken off. And so that's something that in the Environment Community Program we study and kind of understand why those social movements are shifting, why they're needed. So I wanted to kind of take a really small little bite off of that local food movement and look at how people forage and where they forage for food in the Arcata community area.
So your project then is going to be to map this.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to map this data. It's all primary data that I'm gathering from this very knowledgeable community that we have here, and using GIS, which stands for Geographic Information Systems, which is a methodology and also computer programs that I can actually create physical maps of where and what people pick in the Arcata community area, which I'm defining that. I just made a base map, and that is kind of from the Bayside cutoff area out to some down into the bottoms, and then out West End Road is kind of my geographic area that I'm really looking at, which is still really big. So it actually might get smaller depending on how quick I go through this project.
What sorts of foods do you expect to find in this region?
Well, I'm really interested in foods that a lot of people consider weeds, and also some that are invasive plants. Himalayan blackberry is a really good example. That's an excellent food resource. You can eat the berries and use the leaves for medicine, make tea out of them. And they also pose a significant management problem for the city. Also dandelion greens, wild fennel. That's something that's really prolific and you see all over Arcata. So I'm interested in those kinds of foods, and also maybe apple trees that are in rights of way. I guess I should stress that my project, I'm only mapping food that's found in public spaces. So I'm defining that as rights of ways, roadsides, medians, margins, and then of course parks as well. I'm not interested in any trespassing or secret mushroom spots, although I do love to go collect mushrooms. That's not something I'm going to be mapping. I want something that you can walk around and pick these foods as you're walking downtown, or maybe take a short bike ride out to the bottoms and find some berries.
Yeah, it seems like one of the issues that might come up is the possible contamination by a pesticide or, you know, something like that. Is that something that you're going to be kind of trying to keep an eye on when you're looking at these areas?
Definitely. I think it's really important to note that because of the amazing work by the California Indian Basket Weavers Association and Californians for Alternatives to Toxics, the Caltrans in District 1, which is our district, no longer sprays roadsides for vegetation management. So that's a huge victory and makes us a unique area in all of the state of California. But there is still, you know, concern. I think that part of my thesis project will definitely address, like, you know, signs of chemical contamination. If you see like any yellowing or dying plants, obviously you don't want to be picking those. And then although roadsides are easy access points to getting at these great food resources, you maybe don't want to pick right next to the road. Mm-hmm. And always, of course, wash your mm-hmm. food.
Because if it were right next to the road, then you might have some contamination from the exhaust of vehicles and things like that.
Yeah, and that's something that I really need to research. I haven't found any literature on that, but I'm hoping that it's out there.
Uh-huh. And then how about plant identification for people? How are you going to kind of help people? They might know areas where these plants are located, but how might they ID those plants?
I'm a kind of a self-taught forager. Something that this project I really want to do is use participatory research and collect my data using the knowledge that's already in the community. And I'm hoping that I'm going to be interviewing and doing these oral narrative style interviews with people who are experts in plant ID, and they'll have some keys on how to identify these plants. I also am really interested in incorporating pictures and photography into my thesis project and taking actual pictures of the plants and having a physical description of them as well. And then, of course, always, you know, make sure that you can positively ID something before mm-hmm. you eat it.
So is your project then going to be posted on the web somewhere so that people can interact with it?
My ultimate goal for this project, which is a little bit outside bounds of a thesis, is to have a printed pamphlet, booklet, or zine, whatever you want to call it, that would have walking maps of this Arcata area, maps of food that you can forage, and then also recipes and stories and ways to use these food resources. So that's the ultimate end product that I have in mind. My thesis as well is, you know, something, of course, it will be at HSU, but it's something that I don't want it to be a completely academic pursuit for the sake of academia. I do want it to be something that people would like to use and read and that I want to use. I'm going to be learning a lot from this project.
Oh, sure. And how are you going to gather the information then? What is your methodology?
I'm using a couple different methodologies, but public participatory GIS is one of my methods, and I'm really excited about that because what it is, it's a group of people get together and they share their spatial data that they have. And how that might look is it could be that I will print maps, street maps of Arcata, and then invite people, the whole community is going to be open to the whole community, to come and draw on those maps of areas where they know where they've picked food before that's in public space. And then another way to do this is actually like kind of do a scavenger hunt, like recon mission for this data.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this idea. And that's getting a group of people together who can positively ID food sources and putting them on bikes or walking with either GPS units or even cell phones, because cell phone technology is so advanced.
Sure.
And going and finding those spots and then marking down the coordinates and then giving that data to me. And then I'll put it into the GIS software in the map. And then that's something that can be shared back with the community.
That sounds great. Now, and if people want to get a hold of you to give input into this project, how might they get a hold of you?
They can email me. My email address is V as in Vanessa, M as in Mary, V as in Vasquez, the number 3 at Humboldt.edu. So VMV3 at Humboldt.edu.
Great. Well, this has been a very interesting topic, and I've really enjoyed talking to you. Thank you so much, Vanessa.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and apricot, do I?
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.